Yesterday, the world lost one of the original outlaws of country music, a true outlaw too. Paul English was not only Willie Nelson's drummer, but a friend and protector for over a half a century. Quite the character. You might have seen him decked out in a black satin cape with red lining, the money man for the band, ready with a 22 if the need were to ever arise. But his reputation was such that it seldom did. Truth is, English himself has said that joining Willie Nelson's band in the mid-1960s saved him from prison or worse. We know all this because Texas-based music writer and Willie Nelson biographer Joe Nick Petoskey wrote what's considered to be the definitive article about Paul English for the Oxford American a few years back. Joe Nick, great to have you join us again on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here, but not under these circumstances.
Indeed. For the uninitiated, Paul English was more than just a colorful drummer in Willie's band. Their association went way back to the mid-1950s, didn't it?
It was in 1955, Willie met Paul when Paul tagged along with his older brother, Oliver, who was a guitarist, and he was appearing on Willie's radio show in Fort Worth, and Paul tagged along. He wasn't really a drummer, but he learned how to drum on the spot. And he actually played a few gigs later on with Willie back in 55. And then they both went on their separate ways, but they never stayed out of touch. And Paul really looked up to what Willie was doing. So he joined the band in 1966 and has been with the band ever since.
Why was he such an important part of this organization? I mean, he was even immortalized in a Willie Nelson song, right?
It's Willie's first real turn at being an outlaw, his autobiographical song, Me and Paul. And it talks about their adventures touring on package shows in the late 1960s.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound.
This was the time when Willie was trying to make it as a performer. He had already made it as a songwriter. Unfortunately, back in those days, trying to play in country music joints, honky-tonks, was a rough trade. And, you know, you were likely as not to get paid. It was a difficult situation. And Willie needed some muscle. He needed someone behind him who would make sure that he got paid. And when Willie was looking for another drummer, Paul asked Willie, "Why not me?" And Willie was surprised because Paul took a financial haircut. He was making a lot of money being basically a police character, a pimp, a hustler, a guy that ran numbers, a guy that ran all kinds of rackets. So for him to quit his job to go to work for Willie was a sacrifice. But he saw what everyone else saw and what Willie knew. Willie needed some protection if he was going to participate in this touring business.
I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
So a real outlaw country musician, for sure. But what about his drumming? I mean, what kind of musician was he?
You know, he talked about when he first sat in with Willie on the radio station, he just kind of tried to keep a rhythm. He was playing with a soda crate and all just basically, you know, kind of improvising his way. And he didn't know what he was doing, but he loved the idea of what music was and what it did and how it affected people. And I think that always, you know, spoke to him. So really his strength was as a drummer was keeping this really steady mid-tempo rhythm, which on a song like Me and Paul, it's almost a shuffle. A country shuffle, but that's Paul at his best. And of course, since the 1990s, he's been working mainly on brushes, kind of toning down Willie's sound a lot as the band matured.
I think it's hard to overlook the fact that a big part of this story isn't just Paul English. And as colorful as he was, there's a kind of loyalty. Willie Nelson talks about the family band, but there. But the loss of Paul English is truly like the loss of a family member.
It's the loss of probably the most important family member. This is Willie's best friend. I mean, it's not just his drummer. This is Willie's business partner. Paul and him were doing business. I mean, Paul ended up taking over the books not too long after he joined the band, and he's been the accountant. And if you look at If you ever get behind the scenes at a Willie Nelson concert, long before Willie arrives, Paul is there orchestrating everything. So you can't measure this loss. There is a hole. This hole's not going to be filled. Everybody knows it. You can't invent another character like Paul. He was one of a kind, and he was really a remarkable human being. For a writer to be able to write his story was, you know, it's been a gift, because, you know, stories like this don't come across every writer's purview. And I was just real lucky to get to witness this and to get to know Paul.
Joe Nick Potosky is the author of Willie Nelson, An Epic Life, and he's been talking with us today about Willie's longtime drummer, Paul English, born in Vernon, up in North Texas, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Joe Nick, thanks for joining us.
Hey, David, thank you, and God bless Paul English.
Just got back from New York City. Chris and Rita done it all. Raw perfection there for all the world to see. Lord, I heard an angel singing in the field.